There was once a man named Bill who wanted to go for a walk, a long walk, more of a hike, really. You see, Bill wanted to go from Georgia to Maine on the Appalachian Trail. It's a hike of about 2,000 miles. It takes about 6 months. Now, Bill knew that he would need some gear for this trip, because he would be 6 months walking along outside, cooking over a fire and sleeping under the stars. So he went to a local outfitter's and talked to an expert there who had walked the trail and knew what Bill was going to need. He pulled out all the equipment, laid it all out on the floor. They looked it over and said, "Yep, that's what you need." They bundled it all up and put it in a backpack and strapped it on Bill's back. It was heavy, but it was manageable. And Bill was excited. He was ready to go on this journey. But there was one thing missing. Bill really wanted, more than anything else, someone to go with him. Now, when he had first thought of making this trip, he had sent an email out to his friends and his family and explained what it was he was planning to do. 6 months of hiking on the Appalachian Trail. Anybody want to come along? So far, he hadn't heard from anyone. But when he got home from the outfitters, he had a message there from a friend named Stephen. He hadn't seen Stephen in quite a while, but Stephen said, "If you haven't found anyone else, I'd be happy to go with you." So Bill called him up. "Sure, come along." Stephen flew in. They took him to the same outfitters, got him the same backpack that Bill had, and they made ready final preparations to go on this adventure on the Appalachian Trail. The morning came for them to depart, to start their hike. Bill was up bright and early, waiting at the head of the trail. He's ready to go. He has his backpack on, but no sign of Stephen. Well, Bill waited a little while, and pretty soon, Stephen hove into view. Bill could not help but notice that Stephen had added a few things to his outfit. Hanging off the back of his backpack was a pair of dress shoes and some dress boots. When he looked into one of the pockets of the backpack, he noticed a few extra cans of Spam and two boxes of Little Debbie's. And who knows what on earth Stephen put in that great big shopping bag with the red bear on it. Who knows what's in there? But Bill didn't say anything because Stephen was enthusiastic about this hike. So they started off walking. Bill was enjoying the scenery, was enjoying the sense of anticipation for the next 6 months of freedom to explore and discover. Pretty soon, he couldn't help but notice that Stephen was starting to mutter under his breath. And the muttering soon grew into louder complaining, and pretty soon out and out complaining. His back hurt. His feet hurt. This backpack was too heavy. Now, you know, the funny thing is, and Bill could not help but notice, that all the things that Stephen had added to his load, he had brought along because he thought they would make the journey better. And instead, it had only resulted in making the journey more miserable. Bill and Stephen's adventure reminds me a lot of homeschooling. When we first start on this journey of homeschooling, we often are looking forward to what we're going to do with our children by our side. We can hear the birds chirping. We can feel the sun shining down on us. And we're just looking forward to exploring and discovering things with our little children holding our hands. And as we keep going, we find we add one more thing and one more thing. And oh yes, let's add that and let's add one more thing. And pretty soon we have overload. The things that we have added are not necessarily bad things. It's just that we have kept adding so many that we now find ourselves miserable on the journey. We no longer have the joy of the journey, and we start looking at our children, not, oh, let's go do this, let's do that. We start looking at our children and thinking, why don't you help me carry this load? I think we've all been there. So I would like to invite you to come off the trail for a few minutes here this afternoon. Put down your backpack, have a seat, and let's look into three compartments in the backpack that we often tend to overload.